I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta! What is going on? It is Dukes and Bell. We are live right here in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks, inviting you to come out and hang out with us as we have our Hey Man Ale available for you to order right at the bar. If you sit at the bar right now, man, you should be ordering a Hey Man. As a matter of fact, we start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey Man! Glad to have you listening. Happy Friday. We got a lot of stuff to get to following up yesterday's conversation about Julio Jones and a lot of people reacting to that. Mike, one of the things we didn't get to, which we'll talk about today, is this whole thing that happened with the Dolphins. We were talking about it late in the show yesterday with the Miami Dolphins putting out their national anthem policy, and then the NFL freaked out. And this thing has been a complete PR nightmare, and now you have the NFL and the NFLPA saying, we're going to put a freeze on this. So we'll talk about that, guys. The Braves back in action tonight. We'll also get into Atlanta United with our man Jason Longshore, talk some ACC football as the media days wrapped up with Stan Norfleet. So it's a big show from now until 7 o'clock here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
And now it's the second half. I mean, it's more than, you know, half of the season is over in baseball, but time for the Braves to get back to work. And here's the thing. You can put a nail in the Nationals' coffin if you sweep them. Now, I know that might be asking a bit much against Steven Strasburg and that big-time pitching staff, but if you're the Bravos, you can make a statement, and you can kind of force Alex Anthopoulos and Liberty Media's hand. If you keep on trucking, you're still in first place by the time the trade deadline rolls. Brad Hand goes to the Indians. That's another closer who's off the books. There's a couple of deals that Mark Bowman from MLB.com, Dave O'Brien from The Athletic have said are certainly possible, Carl. They're not frontline guys, but there are a couple of, you know, names that are out there. The Braves could beef up the starting pitching, beef up the bullpen. But first things first, you got to keep winning. Because if you don't win up there in Washington, then you're making the decision pretty easy for Alex Anthopoulos.
Well, one of the guys we were talking about, Texas Rangers, they are currently in last place. They're not winning jack in the American League West. The Houston Astros are 64-35. You look at Seattle, Oakland, L.A., and then here, there are the Rangers. And they have a closer that I know most people haven't been paying attention to, a guy by the name of Keon Keela. And he's 23 for 23 saves, Mike, this season.
That's pretty good.
It's great. But he's also a guy that comes very cheap. I'm curious to see if the Rangers are going to try to maybe move him. We've talked about Zach Britton with the O's. There are some guys that are out there that I think could come help our bullpen and maybe, you know, sustain, as we've talked about, what guys do you trust out of the bullpen? And I just need to see Alex Anthopoulos and this team do something like that. But you said it. If we sweep the Nationals, it makes it really easy heading into next week to say, hey, we're going to make a move.
Now, I know that if you guys have been following some of the names that are out there, Carl just mentioned it. What are the Braves looking for? There's a couple of players in Detroit that the Braves might be looking to make a move on. And again, guys, they want control. They want salaries that aren't going to break the bank. And guys, much like Julio Teheran, it's a manageable salary that's got two or three more years on it tops. They don't want to get in a rent-a-player situation. I understand that. And, you know, names we've mentioned, Max Fried, Kobe Allard, you know, maybe a guy like Rio Ruiz that have been on like that sort of turnstile, constantly back and forth between Gwinnett and SunTrust. Those guys are expendable. Tuki Toussaint, Kyle Wright, Austin Riley, those guys, Pache, those guys are untouchable as we get it ready for the trade deadline.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there's a list of guys that they could move. And then there's another list Alex has right. that says these guys are not going anywhere. Either way, as fans, and we've said this, we deserve to have an opportunity to maybe win this division. If nothing less, be in the hunt for the wild card. But I think they need to beef up the bullpen to do that. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, coming your way live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Oh, again. By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off, brother.
What's up?
You know, we forgot to mention the most important thing.
What's that?
It's Bikini Friday. Guys, make some noise for these servers wearing bikinis. Come on. You reprobates. There you go.
Whatever this guy at the bar in the green was doing, he literally stopped when you said bikini.
I mean, look, we got beautiful
girls. He literally
girls.
Stopped talking I mean, to let's the just, guy next to him.
Let's just think about this for one, just one second. We'll get back to setting the table for you. We're at a bar. It's a Friday. Obviously, you guys are not going back to work. I mean, the guys that are pounding martinis over here, Carl, I hope they're not working on a load-bearing structure, you know, as a contractor.
Well, they told their boss they're taking, you know, they were coming to have some lunch, and they're right. not going back.
So, I mean, here we are. We're drinking beers. It's ice cold. We got beautiful girls in bikinis. They're acting like they want to talk to you. So, at least come on down, sample the goodness, have some fun here at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, when I came in, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. I got to be honest. I don't know if I was in the right place because I walked in, and I was like, what's up with the bikinis? And then I realized all the lovely ladies here are wearing them, so it's part of the attire here today, and it is part of what's going on at Twin Peaks.
Hey, and we got Steve Harvey over here nursing a Bloody Mary.
Steve Harvey.
What's up, Steve? Guys, give it up for Steve Harvey, who's hanging out with us this afternoon here in Kennesaw.
Look at this white guy's like, really? No, it's not, sir. It's not. He just looks like Steve Harvey. We're joking. It is Dukes and Bell. By the way, you can always get at us, 404-741-0929. That is the number, and it's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So we're going to be out here until 7, man. And literally, as Mike said, the last time you were here, I actually was on vacation. We unveiled the beer. It was the week after we had gone to Oconee Brewery, and we went through a keg like that.
Right.
So today we said, listen, we got to have enough for everybody. Make sure everybody gets a chance. We have plenty, and you are more than welcome to come check it out as I see her pouring right now. Hey, man, somebody has ordered it, so thank you so much.
Yeah, man, it's ice cold, as we said, 29 degrees. For guys that are new to our beer, it's considered a blonde ale. It's got a lot of drinkability, but it's got a hoppy finish for you guys. Like a hearty brew. For us, it's going to be in cans, by the way, and the can design looks great, thanks to Dutch promotional staff, the art department. So it's going to be in stores, guys, and they're telling me, Carl, within 3 weeks. I mean, they're really, this thing is happening. It's rolling down the track.
Yeah, it is, man. We're super excited that more and more places are ordering it. And if you have not had a chance to taste it, or you want your local bar, wherever you might be at, you know, it doesn't matter. There's obviously a bunch of places around the town that you might be hanging out. Hey, tell them you want to try Hey Man Ale or order it and tell Oconee Brewery. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, as I mentioned, Jason Longshore is going to join us at 2:40. Your chance to win $1,000 as well here on the program as we continue our national signing bonus contest. But, Mike, you know, yesterday the big conversation, a lot to do about Julio, and people were upset. People were, you know, disappointed. You had guys on both sides of the fence. Either way, and you know, I went home last night, and I still had people texting and
right.
tweeting at me and – listen, the bottom line is, and I've said this, you know, for me, I think when we get to Thursday night against Philadelphia, Julio's going to be in uniform. I don't think that he will not be there. He may miss a couple of days of camp.
Right.
But, and for that matter, he may miss some of the camp, more than a couple of days. But when it comes down to nut-cutting time, as a Falcon fan, do you really believe that he's not going to be on the sideline that Thursday night? And for me, that's where I go, all of this stuff that we're talking about is great, but that's where – I think, you know, we got to look ahead and say, I really believe he's going to be there.
Well, we've given you guys all the different scenarios. You know, one where Julio holds out. The last high-profile player I mentioned yesterday was Aaron Donald because he's on his rookie deal. And
right.
he wanted the Rams to kind of jump up a year and give him a new deal. And they're going to wait as long as they can, which is their prerogative. But in the case of Aaron Donald, he sat out the entire summer. He missed the first game of the season. And at the end of the day, he got nothing. He was fined $1.5 million, and they said, "You know what? We'll take that off the books." Mm-hmm. So all the practices and games that he missed in preseason, at the end of the day, he accomplished nothing. He's still under contract. Not sure how Julio's camp is going to look at this as far as the game plan. We gave you some scenarios. Adam Schefter, talking to an NFL agent yesterday, Carl said you could throw incentives at Julio. But here's the thing: Julio could come right back and say, "Yeah, you get Sarkisian, a guy who's in over his head. I can't. How am I going to bet on the come? You're going to get me the ball in the red zone." When you couldn't do it for me last year, regardless of the drops and other things that went down.
It's
wishful thinking on our part. I don't think that's a viable option either.
No, I don't either. And if you've drawn your line in the sand and you're the Falcons, why would you even do something like that? If you've said we can't do anything, then that means incentives. That means more money right now. That means moving money around. That
right.
means nothing. So I just don't think it's viable to say that the Falcons will do something like that. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance right now to win some money playing our national signing bonus contest.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
paint. P-A-I-N-T. Paint is the word. You ever paint or you get people to paint?
Are you kidding me?
I don't paint.
Dude, I couldn't hang a painting without putting six holes in a wall with nails.
Yeah.
I'm good under the hood. In the house, I'm useless. Paint, P-A-I-N-T, paint. Send that to 72881. For guys that are in the car or hanging out right here at the bar, 72881. If you're on your phone right here, guys, it doesn't cost you nothing. Just text the word paint, and you got a shot at $1,000. No salesman's going to call. No one's going to put you on a list. Just text paint to 72881 for a shot of grand.
Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. And remember, for complete rules, just go to our website, 929thegame.com. So we're out here hanging out at Twin Peaks on a Friday afternoon, as Mike mentioned, guys. We will talk plenty about the Braves as well and get back into that conversation. ACC Media Days wrapped up. Our man Stan Norfleet's going to join us next hour at around 3:20, that is, to talk ACC Media Days. I heard him earlier, maybe it was yesterday, talking to somebody at the station saying he really likes Georgia Tech. So much so, he likes them over Virginia Tech this year.
That's a bold statement.
And he's not buying that much of Virginia Tech. So we'll talk to Stan coming up here.
Miami Hurricanes got something to say about that division.
They do. He didn't pick them to win it. He did pick them to be over Virginia Tech. So we'll get into that conversation as we had some thoughts about what, you know, Paul Johnson was saying yesterday. But Stan's going to join us. And also, Steve Koonin. After the big trade yesterday, catching up with Koonin at 4:40, guys, we'll get a chance to talk to the Hawks CEO. Carmelo Anthony traded. Dennis Schroeder traded away, obviously, and we're not going to keep Carmelo, but where's this going? What's the big plan for our team? And more than likely, as we've said, Mike, it's salary cap. You got plenty of money under the cap when you start looking ahead to the next couple of years.
Right.
Flexibility, and you're acquiring assets with picks. That's what they want to do.
I mean, guys, it's not going to happen overnight. I got a message for some of those guys who were hitting us on Twitter going, oh, I can't believe this. Why are we going to hold on to Melo? Nobody wants Melo. Melo's not going to help your younger guys develop. Melo, with a guy like Russell Westbrook next to him, really at the end of the day couldn't accomplish much. So we're going to move on. We're going to pair salary. We're going to be set up. Now, the good news is if this team shows signs of life, we're going to have a ton of cap space to go after some big free agents, because as good as it is this year, the big free agent class is next year.
Yeah. It is. Hey, man, come out and join us. We are live at Twin Peaks. Come have a Hey Man L. We'll come back. We'll hit some headlines next. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw hanging out. An opportunity. Appreciate you getting the Hey Man, man. Thank you so much.
What do you think? You like the beer, man? You're damn right it is. Where do you get in a can, man? It's going to be great for tailgating at the pool.
He's right.
And we're here at Twin Peaks. We have two kegs of our Oconee Brewing Hey Man Ale. And for guys that are new to the station, we are Dukes and Bell. We're the number one sports talk show in Atlanta. We're your home of the Falcons, your home of United, your home of the Hawks, and now your home of Georgia State football, man.
So we invite you to come on out. But thank you for coming, man. Appreciate you coming out and checking out the brew. And, hello. Hi.
By the way, real quick, Steve Harvey's wife corrected us that he looks more like Tom Joyner.
And she's right.
So you're right. You're right. They met on one of his cruises.
She's right.
Yeah, so there you go.
She came up and she goes, no, he looks more like Tom Joyner. I said, like, okay, you're right. You're right.
She likes her man, Mocha.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, man, you can come out here, too. Come hang out, man, and have some fun with us. And more importantly, try the brew. And Mike's right about the cans. Listen, we've gotten a chance to see their secret right now. We can't reveal them. But we are excited because it's going to be very recognizable. When you walk in and you're like, hey, what's the can look like? You will know immediately
right. What
it looks like, and you'll be able to pick it up at stores. So we're excited about that, but we're a couple of weeks away from that. But once it happens, we'll certainly let you guys know where you can pick it up.
They did throw my idea out about having two boobs on the can, like a Braille can.
Yeah.
They said that's a no-go. They said that's just too difficult for packaging. But again, hey, we can try. We can try.
Well, I think we threw a lot of ideas at them. Right. The naked part, too, did not play.
And our beer is turtle-friendly. You know, a six-pack will kill a turtle or a fish or any.
Environmentally
friendly. By the way, can I just real quick, before we get to the headline?
Yeah, man.
If an animal is too dumb to get stuck during a six-pack, like, plastic thing, I mean, does it really deserve to live?
Is that what the deal is?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
With turtles?
Well, nowadays, I mean, everything's got to be so – I mean, like, you can't get a straw anymore because obviously you have giant piles of plastic floating in the Pacific. But let's be honest. These are giant parts of the Pacific we're never going to see. Just throwing it out there, Carl. It doesn't affect us.
No, not right now. Not
call
right
me
now.
Selfish. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yes, but it is the trash. Do you not like the going away from plastic? You don't like that?
I just – sometimes you want to stir for your cocktail. You know, sometimes the bartender just goes, you know, you want to be able to stir it and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Unless you want to use your pinky, go old school.
Now, don't you bartend a little bit?
Yeah, this is, by the way, Bo, not Bo.
I do, actually, yeah.
This is Bo, the good Bo.
Are most bars going away from the –
Yeah, we're trying to, and this is at the ballpark.
Okay. Yeah he's at SunTrust, by the way. All right. Yeah, Bo's our on-site engineer today, by the way. Mm. Brian, a.k.a. Sam Tarly, because he looks like Sam Tarly from Game of Thrones, here producing back at the studio. It's Craig on the board. Hey, man, let's get to some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Getting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Craig said he's got PETA on line one for you, Mike.
You know what? Animals are supposed to taste good and fit well, Carl. Back to you.
Let's start with the Bravos, man. Back at it tonight. Here's the deal, guys. You win this series. Let's just say they sweep the Nationals. Not only do you put yourself probably back in first place as we start the second half of the season a half game out, but more importantly, you put the Nationals in a very interesting situation.
Right.
Now, you know, some people out there have even come to the notion that if the Nationals are out of this race, that they might even try to move Bryce Harper. I don't buy that.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That means that they feel there's no way that they have a chance of keeping Bryce Harper, who has, quite honestly, said all the right things. Now, people overreact when he shaves his beard. They think that means he's going to the Yankees because they don't allow facial hair. That's the way people get on these things. But one thing for certain, the Nationals made a move. They went and got Kelvin Herrera. But here's the thing. Murphy's back and Zimmerman's back. So this is a little bit different lineup than you saw last time Anibal Sanchez went up against them. So you're seeing a healthy Washington getting healthier, and if they're going to make a run, it starts today.
Well, for them, they're 500. They're 48-48. And for them, this is how they're thinking. We're right where we want to be. We haven't played well. We've had injuries. We're finally getting guys back healthy. Hopefully we hit a stride, and then you look at the standings. They're only 5.5 games out. Right. So I'm with you. This is going to be a different look Washington club. Let's hear from Brian Snicker, our manager for the Braves, talking about where he is right now at this point in the season.
I think back in end of March, if somebody said you'd be 10 over 500, half a game out of first, would you take that? And I wholeheartedly would have. I thought it was a really solid half. Guys did a lot of really good things.
We did. Let's hope those things continue. The one concern, Mike, and we're talking, this is completely separate of whether or not they make a move, with the guys we currently have, and you just said this again, we've been saying it for a couple of weeks, the top of the order, man, top of the lineup's got to get better, and that's your leadoff guy.
Well, that's the thing, guys. Ender Inciarte, truth be told, is having a brutal year at the plate. I mean, no one debates his ability as a Gold Glove outfielder to make all those plays, but he's not hitting well. And Ozzie Albies, quite honestly, I think most Braves fans out there, they don't want to see Ozzie as a leadoff. They love him in the two spot. Two spot seems to be the sweet spot for Ozzie. And on the subject, his girlfriend, talk about sweet spot, fantastic job. Pictures are up at Mike Bell ATL, and I've got more retweets on that than anything I've said in the last 2 years. But getting back to the lineup, Carl, we mentioned some of the trade rumors after Dave O'Brien mentioned this guy's name. Mark Bowman had it today. The Tigers are looking to move Michael Fulmer, a starting pitcher,
okay. And
Nick Castellanos. He's a 300 hitter, plays the outfield, could play third base in a pinch, but he's a 300 hitter. In other words,
he gets
a leadoff hitter. So
imagine,
just for argument's sake, a bona fide 300 hitter, Ozzie Albies. Then you talk about Freddie, Markakis, you know, Acuna coming on strong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something to be interested in. I mean, as the Braves move forward, first things first, you got to win. You got to force their hand to make a move.
Yeah, but those moves you're talking about, Mike, those are not monumental moves. Those are small tweaks.
And you have 2 years of roster control on the guy, too.
That's a big deal. Hey, man, this weekend, Atlanta United back in action. They're taking on DC United. We're familiar with this team. We'll talk with Jason Longshore coming up in less than 15 minutes, the analyst for our Atlanta United, about this weekend's matchup. Wayne Rooney will be in the house, Mike.
That's right, the former Manchester United star who went over to Everton. And this is a tried-and-true MLS formula. That's why I'm so glad the United didn't do this, which is where you take a washed-up guy or a guy who's on the downside of his career. Look, Wayne Rooney can still compete in the MLS, but they're spending a ton of money, whereas we invested big money on young stars from South America to come in and do their thing. But you're going to see a legend from the English Premier League coming up Saturday at 3:30 when DC United rolls in. And our old buddy, Yamil Assad, who scored the first goal in United history.
Yeah, and listen, Emil was great for our club last year. He was. He's got, 8 goals, I think, on the season for them.
We just odd man out. We had so many scores, somebody had to go.
Here's Brad Guzan, our goalie, talking about Rooney and how his role has changed.
I think as he's gotten a little bit older, he's now maybe changed his role a little bit in terms of being on the ball more himself, being able to pick a pass, find other guys that are making runs, and he still has the ability to put the ball in the back of the net.
That he does, guys. Our coverage, again, here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game begins at 3. What's up with the Open, man? Did you get a chance to watch any of it this
morning?
Yeah,
and I, you know, Carl and I were big Tiger Woods fans, and I know that you know, some guys feel he's never going to compete again. Well, first, he's got to make the cut. Let's make a cut, because he hadn't been able to do that in the majors. But front nine, Tiger is in the grouse. And this grass is just brutal. I mean, all you can do basically is try to come out sideways. He tries to move the ball. You ever watch golf sometimes and you always joke around, man, if you and I were playing golf, could you imagine people being as close to us right. as they are to these pros? Well, Tiger hits it right at a bunch of people. There's no other way to get around it. The ball kind of slices off and basically people have to run for cover. But it's been a tough round for Tiger. Great round, though, for a guy who knows how to win an Open championship. British Open winner back in 2015 in a four-man playoff, and a former Masters champion, Zach Johnson. He's up there with Kisner from Georgia, who, again, has won two tournaments, has never won a major, but there's a two-time major winner in Zach Johnson. He's a low-key guy, not exactly a, you know, a dynamic personality, but he knows how to finish, so watch out for him.
This thing could go any which way. I mean, between Saturday and Sunday, again, if the weather changes again, the course played completely different today than it did on Thursday because of the wet conditions. I'll be honest, I don't know who to pick at this point. I will say this, Rory came on here in the second round. I'm curious to see if he continues to play well, but this is anybody's golf tournament right now. I can't tell you there's a clear-cut favorite. I don't think, Mike, that the leaders right now will continue to move away from the pack. I actually think they're going to come back. I think 5, 6, 7 under might win this tournament. I don't think it's going to be 13 under to win this tournament.
Well, Zach Johnson goes with a 69 and a 67. He's at 6 under. We mentioned earlier, guys, as my computer resets, that you got a guy from Georgia who's won on tour, but he hasn't won a major. Kevin Kisner shoots a 70. He was 1 under today, so he's tied at 6. And a guy that I'm really pulling for, if you guys remember the Masters, Tony Finau. Yeah. Remember he had that that ankle sprain after hitting the hole-in-one on the
par
3?
Didn't he pop it right back into place?
Literally pops it right back. He just bogeyed. He's at 5 under. A guy that Samuel Tarly says watch out for. He's got the long stringy hair, but he's a guy who knows links golf. The Englishman, Tommy Fleetwood, and also Rory McIlroy. He's 2 under today. He finished. He's at 4 under. So guys who know how to win majors and guys who've sniffed majors on top of the leaderboard right now over there at Carnoustie.
Hey, a couple of NFL news and notes. Andrew Luck has been cleared for camp. I know we've made fun of the fact that Andrew Luck hasn't been able to throw a football around for a long time. I don't know really what the health situation is, and I don't know if we will know until right. we see him, but today we find out that the Colts have cleared Andrew Luck for training camp.
That's right. Stay away from my precious. So remember last year, though, there was all that mystery about Andrew Luck and when he was going to go and when he wasn't, and all of a sudden Coach Pagano said I really hadn't seen him throw, and then we realized that no one's seen him throw because they shut him down, and then Chuck Pagano gets blown out, and now it's a whole new regime. And remember, it's Frank Reich as the head coach after Josh McDaniels said thanks but no thanks with that gig. If Andrew Luck's on his game, Carl, they got some weapons they've added. You know, so that could be a sleeper team in that division.
One of the things we'll talk about.
I mean, it's hard to call even Andrew Luck a sleeper, but you get
it is. No, because they'll come out of nowhere after having a down year, a new head coach. You're right. They've got some weapons there. We'll get more into this in the NFL Blitz, certainly in the Falcon Report. But the USA Today, the paper, and the website, has picked the Falcons to go 11-5, if you've not seen this.
I like that party.
They have us not only going 11-5, but winning the division. They also have the Saints at 11-5.
Oh, I don't like that.
They have the Carolina Panthers at 9-7, and they have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5-11. And if that's true, that means Jameis probably is not there. They don't commit to him long-term, and it right. also means that Dirk Cutter and company are gone.
Now, I think you could argue, based on the division, you could argue that three teams could go to the playoffs again from that team like last year. Carolina, I think that's a little low. I really think North Turner's going to get more out of Cam Newton if Cam Newton will play ball and make him a better high-percentage thrower on the throws he should be making. And then you get more out of Christian McCaffrey. I think that's a little low for Carolina. They still got a pretty good defensive front seven, Carl. But I'm so nervous. Look, my motto is, Falcons win Super Bowl, just God, no, please not the Saints. Okay? We cannot be here in February and have those people. What do you mean those people?
Those people.
People from New Orleans coming up here and, you know, in Mercedes-Benz winning the Super Bowl. So that 11-5 makes me nervous, but they are loaded on offense. Even though they do have Mark Ingram suspended for the first three games, and we know what Drew Brees is still capable of doing.
We're going to talk more about this. What do the playoffs look like? Who would we beat to get to the Super Bowl? It's all coming your way in the NFL Blitz. But next, Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, joins us as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come on through, man. Have a Hey Man Ale. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, man, and we love all of our listeners. It's really interesting when we have guys like Big Stan stop by, and Stan's asking me, you get your daughter a pig yet? I'm like, hell no, because you guys pay attention to what's going on in our lives, man. But right. Stan stopped by. He was out with the morning show this morning as they were on location, and he stopped by to say, hey, what's up to Big Hugh? But he's a big listener of the show, so thanks, Stan, for coming out today.
And we got some newbies, some new folks who just moved here from Florida that are now locked in with 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate the shots. We cannot drink them, Carl. We are bound by contractual obligation.
That is correct.
We cannot drink until 7 o'clock, but drink them we will.
Sooner or later. Probably sooner.
Yes.
Probably sooner.
Hey, man, we're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale from Oconee Brewing is
hey
on
tap. Hey, man.
And if you guys, we got one guy who's already had two, so keep on drinking. How you like it, brother? You like the flavor? He's digging it. Let's catch up with our man, Jason Longshore, Carl, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Him and Mike Conti will have the call high atop Mercedes-Benz for the Wayne Rooney Show as DC United rolls in. Jason, man, are we just, is this our lot in life? We're just going to have teams playing that kind of defensive style, trying to grind it out against us. How do we break this up and get back to that high-flying offense everybody wants to see?
You know, I think it could start this week. I'm not expecting DC United to sit back. They've been playing a 4-1-4-1 type of shape here in recent weeks. They don't have a lot of defensively minded central midfielders. They've been playing 18-year-old Chris Durkin, who is one of the top young prospects in the league. He's been doing a good job as a number six, as a defensive midfielder in front of the back line. They don't really have anybody to pair with him. So generally, it's a more attack-minded DC group with four attack-minded midfielders behind the forward. I'm not expecting them to change that tomorrow, especially if Wayne Rooney's able to start.
Well, that's the question I have. And for, you know, people who are not familiar with Wayne Rooney, give us his history, and then what is he now? Well, where is his lot in life as far as what kind of player we expect to see tomorrow?
Wayne Rooney is a polarizing figure. You know, I think a lot of people expected him to be the greatest ever English player, and he's a very, very good player. He's had a very, very good career, almost 400 matches with Manchester United, nearly 200 goals scored with them. He's also played about another 100 with Everton, scored 25 goals with them. He's 32 years old. He's maybe a little bit older than a typical 32-year-old because he broke into the first team in the Premier League at 16 years old. So he's got a lot of miles on him. However, as he's gotten older, he's been a player who's also adapted his game. And it was really interesting watching him in his debut for DC United last week. He's a smart player who can play as a forward but drop into the midfield, almost like a false nine type of forward who can drop in and combine. And he was involved with two goals last week in the build-up to it. I think he makes DC United a much more dangerous team because they've had the midfielders. They just haven't had the forward that can combine with them. I think Rooney's experience will be a good fit.
So, again, he's kind of gone from the scorer to the facilitator, if you will. Jason Longshore with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow him at Longshoe, by the way, on Twitter, and get up to speed on what's going on with United. Eric Rometty, when do we see him in action?
I think he could be in the 18 tomorrow, and if this was a match that was maybe a couple more weeks down the road, I think it's a good match for him to get some playing time in. I don't know how much he gets tomorrow because he's only had 1 week of training with the team, so fitness level is supposedly good coming in, but you just never know the combination with the guys around him if he's ready for big minutes tomorrow. The reason I say he'd be the type of player you'd see in a match against DC is back to that shape that they play with four attacking midfielders across and two of them, Paul Areola and Luciano Acosta in the middle, very attack-minded. You'd like to have one more guy drop in and help Jeff Lorenowitz. And Rometty and Lorenowitz could be a pairing that we see at some point tomorrow. I don't know if he's ready to start, though. And Julian Gressel's been playing pretty well. So I don't know if you want to pull Gressel from the lineup just yet.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no. I mean, that's personal. No.
Nine.
Leave the German in there, please.
Gressel makes things happen, man. I mean, we still like him on the wing. And gets us back to the point Carl and I were talking about earlier, Jason.
Here's one
the
thing.
The side-to-side thing.
One thing
I know
Gressel. Before.
What's that?
Sorry, here's one thing about Gressel before we go.
Go ahead.
Gressel in against DC, because of those two attack-minded central midfielders, he's going to have more defensive work to do than he typically does, and that's going to be a test for him tomorrow. He has to keep up with Areola and Acosta as they two-on-one against Lorenowitz.
Carl, that's the thing about Gressel. As much as we love him on the offensive side, he is at times a defensive liability.
He is. It's true.
But no, Jason, I'm sorry to cut you off. What I was going to say is we were talking about this with Chris McCann yesterday. Is it simply a question of shooting, or are you always looking for the perfect, or are you trying to wait for a lapse or a mistake that you can capitalize on? I think so many of us in the stands were just screaming, call me a novice, shoot the ball. Let's get the ball going towards the net.
You don't want to force shots. You don't want to take bad shots because, you know, you don't want to turn the ball over and give the other team goal kicks. You don't want to force anything. But I think Atlanta United kind of tends to the other end of the spectrum, where sometimes they force the extra pass looking for the perfect chance as opposed to the really good chance. They need to find the equilibrium here. Find that middle point where you're not forcing shots, you're not taking a shot anywhere inside 30 yards, but you're also not looking for five passes in the final third to create the perfect chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jason Longshore, our guest analyst for our Atlanta United. As we talk to Jason, to the match guys, you'll be able to listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow, 3:30. Coverage starting at 3. All right, as we continue to move along through this season, where is this team right now? Is this team where you expected it to be? Is it a little bit ahead of where you expected it to be? Where is this squad right now in your mind, Jason, as far as the standings, but also, you know, knowing what the other competition is in this league and where we want to go?
I think they're honestly about where I expected. I think the rest of the league is maybe a little bit better than I expected this season. Atlanta's been better on the road than you would have expected coming in. At home, they've dropped some points that we did not expect. So it's kind of balanced out in that regard. But this is going to be an incredible stretch run because you have seven teams right now that can push to win the Supporter Shield, three in the East, four in the West, and they're going to push till late in the season. Generally, it becomes a two, maybe three-horse race as we get into September. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think this is maybe the best Major League Soccer has been in that top tier.
That's an awesome point of view, because we've talked about the idea that, you know, the way we built things, and the way you see the way the LAFC is building things, getting away from the way that DC United just did it with Rooney. And by the way, Joseph Martinez, Carl, 19 goals, leading all scorers. The next closest, Bradley Wright Phillips from the Red Bull with 12. So think about that. I mean, it's almost like a given. You just expect Joseph to put it in the net, you know, every time we watch this team.
He has been on an unbelievable tear. I mean, you keep expecting him to slow down and have a match here at some point that he doesn't score. He just keeps scoring goals. And he's starting to, I think, add more layers to what he's doing. And it's something Tata Martino talked about in terms of wanting to get an extra player up in the box to help him. But I think Joseph is starting to combine with his teammates a little bit more, and that's going to bring more players into the box to help him. And the one that I keep looking at that I want to see get back to his form from last year is Tito Villalba. I think Tito, as that second goal scorer, that second threat, is huge.
Jason, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll be listening to you and Mike Conte, the voice of our Atlanta United, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much for jumping on with us, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
As always, Jason, good stuff. Coming up, guys, we've got an NFL blitz. The NFL makes a big mistake, or at least one team did, and now the NFL has backed off of what one team decided to do yesterday. We'll get into that. And also, we will tell you how many touchdowns Georgia's own Deshaun Watson says he'd like to throw this year in the upcoming season. More of that, as well as Stan Norfleet to join us at 3:20. And, man, I'm looking around the room. I got to be honest with you. I was listening to Jason Longshore. I just keep seeing Hey Man L keep being ordered at table after table, Mike.
That's right, baby. And what do you guys think? You guys like the beer? Those that are drinking our brew, make some noise, please.
That's the sweet
affirmation we're looking for. Coney Brewing Company's Dukes and Bell Hey Man L, 5% alcohol by volume. Come for the beer, stay for the shenanigans here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here till 7 o'clock, and we got two kegs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.